Indigenous women and girls are very precariously placed in society in Canada, such that they are subject to really gross acts of violence. There was a symposium over the weekend to discuss what a national inquiry into this deprivation of human rights might look like. And one of the women at the symposium said something to the effect, if you are born in Canada and you are an Aboriginal or Indigenous girl, you are born basically with a bullseye on your back.
Leilani, what's behind these disappearances and violence?
Well, I think it is deeply rooted in the history of colonialism in Canada and the discrimination and erasing of a people's. The Committee on the Elimination of Discrimination Against Women did an inquiry into this issue in Canada, and one of the most stark or alarming conclusions they reached is how entrenched and normalized discrimination against Indigenous women and girls is. And what comes with that kind of erasing of a people's also is, of course, socioeconomic disadvantage. Canada has a highway of tears, and it's a highway in northern Canada where many, many women have gone missing. So they're leaving their towns, heading to bigger cities, hoping to be able to make a living and make ends meet. They're hitchhiking on this highway and then going missing and presumed murdered in some cases.
What are some of the recommendations that you shared with the authorities?
Yes, we were very fortunate to have what I would call a constructive meeting with three ministers. They were the ministers for justice, for Indian and Northern affairs, and for the status of women. We were recommending, first and foremost, that the inquiry must be based in an understanding that what has happened and is happening to Indigenous women and girls is a failure of the implementation of human rights. In other words, if Indigenous women and girls' human rights had been upheld historically and with every governmental decision, every decision by the police, Canada would not be in the position that it's in now, and these women would not be in the position that they're in now.